Praise God, church, this morning. I would like to welcome you to our online service this Sunday morning, to our youth service. My name is Elder Amos Karoki, the youth patron in Neema, PC Neema congregation in Wema Parish. Today we are going to be guided by the theme of young, being young and lead vessel as we continue to minister to the young people. Shall we pray? Our loving and gracious Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are humbled before thy throne of grace this morning. We thank you because of the opportunity that you've given unto us, our God, to listen and to hear from you. Lord, as we listen to your word, we pray that you may give us the spirit of understanding, that we may understand your word, that we may live according to it for your transformation. I pray for the young people and all the viewers that are viewing this message. As they listen to it, Lord, I pray that it will be of help to them and to their lives. Holy Spirit of God, come and take preeminence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we proceed with the services, with our online services, as a church we are determined to ensure that even as we continue to battle with the challenge of the coronavirus, the message of God will not be stopped. The word of God will continue to be preached. And that's why we are here this morning, because of our young people and all other viewers that are viewing us. Today, God has spoken to my heart to come and speak to you concerning being a young and lady vessel. Our reading, our text will come from the book of Jeremiah 1, from verse 4 to 10, and I will read. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. And I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for you shall go to all that I shall send you, and whatsoever I command you, you shall speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. This is the call of Jeremiah, and that's why it is found in the book of the first chapter of Jeremiah. And as we have heard, Jeremiah was called by God when he was very young. In fact, he even doubted himself, and he doubted his call. But there is some very important message that God gave Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah that I have not ordained you when you are at this age. I did not ordain you when you were conceived. God told Jeremiah, the call that I have called you with, I ordained it unto you when you are still not even conceived in your mother's womb. And sometimes I ask myself, if Jeremiah was ordained to be a prophet, if Jeremiah was ordained to be a prophet, when he was not yet conceived in the mother's womb. My question is, where was Jeremiah? Where was Jeremiah when he was being ordained? And this shows that Jeremiah existed in the minds of God even before he was conceived in the mother's womb. And this is the message that I want us to get, and especially we as young people, that no one surprises God when he was born, because we need to know that God conceived, or before we were conceived in our mother's wombs, God knew us, and God called us. He ordained us. He called us into the call that we are supposed to be in. And therefore, that's why God is telling Jeremiah, you need not to fear at all. Why? Because even before you are conceived in your mother's womb, I knew you. I called you. You never surprised me. And that is the area that I would like us to check, to look into. Therefore, as we continue as young people to desire to be used of God, as we continue to desire to be used as vessels, it is important for us to know that God knew us a long time ago before we existed. Before we came into this world, we existed in the minds and in the plans of God. Therefore, when God created us, he had a plan for each and every one of us. And I would like to give an example and say as this. No one surprises God when he is born. Any developer or any manufacturer, no one designs an object, no one designs a vessel. For example, no one designs this mic not knowing what the work is supposed to do. If the designer of this mic, the one who designed its shape, the way it will look like, he first knew what it is supposed to do. And that is exactly what happens with us and God. Before we come into being, God has a purpose and a plan for us. And that is how we are born. So no one surprises God. This message he has given to Jeremiah, it became as a surprise to Jeremiah. Because according to Jeremiah, he was young, in fact very young, and according to him, he had every excuse not to be used as a prophet, as a vessel of God through giving prophecies. But God had to encourage Jeremiah, and that's why he's telling him when he is opening, before he tells him why he is calling him, God tells Jeremiah that before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you, I ordained you, I sanctified you to be a prophet. So that gives Jeremiah encouragement. Ya kwamba, siyo sahi Mungu anamjua. Mungu alimjua kitambo, na akamteua, na akawa nabii. And that is what gives Jeremiah the encouragement. Now, we as young people, it's important even for us to know that even before we were conceived in our mother's womb, everybody who is here and who is watching us and who is listening to us, before we were conceived in our mother's wombs, God knew us. And every one of us has a call. Every one of us is a vessel of God. It is only us who give ourselves excuses and who fear because of the call that God has called us into. But God has predestined us into a specific call. And once we understand this, then we shall start preparing ourselves into becoming young and ready vessels. Jeremiah was called when he was very young. Jeremiah realized his calling when he was very young. And that is what he exactly did. Before God told him what exactly he's supposed to do, uprooting, bringing down, and then building, because that was the work ahead of him, God assured him that I will be with you. You need not to fear, because I will be with you. I'm here to encourage you this morning that all of us has a call. All of us are vessels. All of us has a purpose in God. All we need to do is not fear. We need to get encouraged, not fear. Know that God knew us very early in our formations, and therefore this has a predetermined end in our call. I would like us to share, for us to be ready as vessels, we need to know that there are some things that we need to do for us to be ready vessels. And number one, we need to develop, as vessels, we need to develop the ability to listen and hear. We need to know that calling and hearing and answering, they all depend with the ability to hear. A call, as it is called, it's a voice. And therefore, for you to respond to a voice, you need to hear, you need to listen, and you need to hear. And there is a big difference between hearing and listening. You may hear, you may reason, but you never heard. For example, when we were young, my mother used to send us. And whenever our mother wanted to send you somewhere, he would like call you into attention and tell you, like me, he would tell me, Mwangi, can you go to the granary and bring me a panga? Then she would wait to see the response. If you continue sitting, then she will shout unto you and ask you, did you hear? Because you may have listened, but hearing calls for an action. Now, in our calls, many times we hear, but we don't respond. We don't act. We reason, but we don't act, and so we don't hear. If we learn with somebody like Samuel, when Samuel was very young, God called him. And when God called him, Samuel had the ability to hear, to listen, and to hear. And that's why when he heard the voice, he learned to Eli and told him that you have called me. And until Eli realized that this boy is hearing from God, and that's when he advised him that when you hear the voice again, just say, here I am, Lord, speak to me. And unless we develop the hearing and the listening ability, we may have a very big call, but we may never respond to this call. And so as young people, I would like to challenge you that desire to develop the ability to hear from God and to listen from God, because it is only in this that we are going to respond to the call, and we become, it is only by this that as young vessels, we are ready to be sent of God. Number two, we need to have a personal relationship with God. Now, the biggest challenge that we have as Christians, and much more because I'm talking to the youth service, much more as young people, the biggest problem that we have is that we relate with God through other people or through institutions. And when you are a good member of Neema congregation, you may be comfortable within you that you relate with God or you know God because you are a good member here. And that is good. But what I'm saying is, you need to have a personal relationship with God, because we may know God through Neema. Many of us may know God through Neema. But if you don't have a personal relationship with God, it is not possible for you to relate with God at a personal level. Let me give you an example. We all know the president of this country. We know Uhuru Kenyatta as the president of this country. But there are some people who relate with Uhuru Kenyatta at a personal level. The other time we saw Governor of Nairobi calling the president and unfortunately putting him on loudspeaker. But it is critical to note that the Governor of Nairobi can personally call the president and the president picks the call. That means they have a personal relationship. It is not possible for me as Amos to call the president even if I have the number, and the president, the possibility is that the president won't pick my call. Why? Because we don't have a personal relationship. The same case applies to God. If we want to have to be good vessels ready to be used of God, we must have a personal relationship with God, such that when we call unto God, God responds unto us, because we have a personal relationship with God. He said of David that I have found a man who is after my own heart. May God testify for us as young people that I have seen young people in Neema. I have seen young people in this country. I have seen young people in this generation who are after my heart. And if we have such a personal relationship with God, then God is able to use us. He is able to send us to the call that he has called us into, the call that is within us. It is going to develop, and it is going to help the church. It is going to help the nation, as Jeremiah did. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:18, which is our guiding theme for the year, for the youth department, is that we should desire to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of God. We can only have our personal relationship with God if we are ready to grow into his grace, if we are ready and desiring and passionately desiring to grow into his grace and into his knowledge. This is possible through the study of his word, through being prayerful, through being passionate in searching for God. If you read from the book of Daniel, Daniel had favor. Even where he had gone, he had a lot of favor. In Babylon, he had a lot of favor. Why? Because Daniel had a personal relationship with God. Daniel knew very well what his God demands and requires, how they relate with God. And that's why, even when he was given the privilege to sit with the king and dine with the king, the Bible says that he purposed in his heart not to defile himself. God is looking for young people who can purpose in their hearts, in this generation, in the many things that are happening, in a generation that is so crooked, the generation of technology and the abuse of technology. God is looking for young people, young vessels that can stand and purpose in their hearts and decide that even if everybody else, of everybody, every other young person deviates from the ways of God, I am going to stand with God because I have a personal relationship with God. For you to have a personal relationship with God, you need to study the word of God. The Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15 that study to show yourself approved. It is Paul telling Timothy that the assignment ahead of you as a vessel is very challenging. You need to study. You need to know the word of God. You need to research on the word of God. You need to have it in your heart. You need to have it as you speak unto it. Study to show yourself approved. And therefore, I challenge you as young people. It is important for us, as we continue to desire to have a personal relationship with God, it is not possible if we are not ready to study the word of God. Before Daniel started praying in the book of Daniel 8, the Bible says he studied the books of Jeremiah and he realized that the 70 years of Babylon were over. That is when he started praying for God to act. That is what vessels do. They study and they realize what is supposed to be done and they do it. And finally, the third element of you becoming a ready vessel is that you must be ready to be transformed. Transformation. And you know, transformation is a process. When one gets saved, you are redeemed from your sins. But then you need to start the process of transformation. If you read from the book of Romans 12 and verse 2, the Bible says that be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Do not be conformed into the ways of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewal of your minds. Paul insist to Romans that if you want to become good vessels, can you keep on transforming? Be ready to be transformed. And transformation is a process. And sometimes it is a painful process because transformation is permanent. If you read from the book of Isaiah 6 and verse 6 to 8, the Bible says that when verse 6 says, then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with his tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, Lord, send me. This is Isaiah. Isaiah had prophesied from Isaiah 1 to Isaiah 6, but after the death of Uzziah, the Bible says that is when Uzziah saw God, and that is when he was transformed. The verse that we have read, the angel came and took a a hot coal from the altar and touched his lips. And that is when he was ready. He said, it is at that point I heard the voice asking, whom shall we send and who will go for us? And then he said he had the boldness to say, here I am, Lord, send me. After transformation, after complete transformation as a vessel, that is when you have the boldness to tell God, to hear the voice and to answer unto the voice, to respond unto the voice and to tell God, here I am, Lord, send me. I would like to say this, that this country requires young vessels. The church requires young vessels. Maybe that's why we are suffering from coronavirus, because there are people God wants to use to bring to an end, vessels that God wants to use to bring to an end to such challenges that have changed and have disturbed the world over. But we need to surpass, we need to go through the three steps for us to be used as vessels. And it is only after this that we will be able to tell God that here we are, young as we are, we have the boldness to hear and we are ready to go. Who shall we send? God is asking. And who shall we go for us? Then you will be bold enough to say, here I am, Lord, send me. You are there and you feel within you that you have a call that you have not responded to. It is important, if you have heard this message, can you desire to go through the process? Answer unto the Lord and tell him that I am ready to go. May God bless you, even as you continue to desire to be vessels, ready vessels, to be used by God, because God is looking for such. Shall we pray? Our loving and gracious Father, we have heard your word, and your word has come clearly unto us. Lord, we pray for every viewer who have heard that word. And because, Lord, we have heard from you that you knew all of us, even before we were conceived in our mother's wombs, our God, and you called us, you predestined us to our different calls, our God, our prayer this hour is that you may help us to hear, to have the ability to hear, to listen and to act unto your word. Transform us, our God, that we may be able to respond unto the call that you have called us unto. And you use us as vessels, ready and special, to be used of you, our God. We praise you and we worship you, for this is our humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and continue doing you good. Let's continue to desire to be good vessels, ready to be used of God. God bless you.